Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Anthony McDaniels with Heal Systems. For joining us here today, and we have with us Anthony McDaniel with Heal Systems. And how are you doing today, Anthony?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing excellent. First off, describe what Heal Systems is and how you are involved in oil and gas.
So, I have a background with operating companies. 10-year petroleum engineer, production operations focus, artificial lift design. A couple years ago, downturn came, kind of shifted gears, was kind of consulting a little bit, and I found these guys out of Canada, and they had their own operating company, and they had to develop their own solution to the erratic slugging flow of a horizontal well. We keep trying to apply these vertical technologies, 20th century technologies, to 21st century wells. It doesn't apply too well. We keep trying to treat symptoms instead of the root cause. So it was really a development by and for an operator called the Heal System. And what it's meant to do is take the energy from Mother Nature and direct it with nice flow modeling around the corner, shooting it around, delivering a conditioned flow with low pressure gradient to the lift system that's in the vertical where it's meant to be. And so it was pretty interesting to run across Heal Systems. Recently, Heal Systems went into a joint venture with Schlumberger as of a couple months ago. Still independently operate in North America, and Schlumberger helps a lot with the international stuff. But basically, we've just seen an explosion of these installs. So, I mean, I personally support anywhere from anything that gets called out of Denver. So whether it's Permian or Eagleford, and they're calling it out of Denver, Scoop Stack, Bakken, DJ, Powder River. It's really neat to see these systems go on the ground and see a well stabilize and become more efficient. And that's really the thing is people are having issues pumping their wells. We were masking over with new drilling for so many years, and now we're trying to relearn production engineering. And as it turns out, not only are we trying to relearn production engineering, but we didn't have a lot of the technologies to deal with the new wells. We just drilled a bunch of them, and now we have to deal how to pump them. And that's what the Heal System was meant to do. So while it's been a relatively new technology, as it had to come on the heels of horizontal wells and then people needing to know that they have to pump efficiently, not just drill more wells, it's starting to get a lot of recognition and definitely starting to get a lot of installs all over North America. It really grew up in Canada, but now we're pretty much in every major shale basin.
You're in most of the shale basins. It'd probably be easier to name the ones you're not in, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the only ones really not in yet, and it's just a matter of time, is the Marcellus and the Barnett. We recently introduced the ability to run this in conjunction with a plunger lift system.
Okay.
And so that allows you to get into those gassier plays. I mean, really, that's the thing, is just making it more efficient wherever it is.
So one of the things we try to do here at the Oil Field Report is we try to take that high-level information and disseminate it down to the low-level employees, if you will. But we're finding out, too, that the low-level employees have some vital information that needs to get to the top-level guys.
Yeah.
And that's where somebody like you can come in. You can kind of bridge that gap. Are you seeing that there's almost like a cliff that's coming to oil and gas when it comes with innovation, experience, and just flat-out savviness about oil and gas.
Yep.
How's tomorrow looking with the new innovation coming in? You guys are trying to teach people on it. How are the companies responding to these new technologies, these disruptors, and the flat-out paradigm shift that's happening in oil and gas? What are you experiencing?
You know, at first there's a cautious interest, I would say, I'd almost describe it, and a slight level of skepticism. And, you know, well, has this been around 20 years? Well, no, it hasn't. It couldn't have been around 20 years, really. You know, people are used to using what they're used to using.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get in because you identify, you can talk to somebody, I can talk to somebody who has got a DJ well, a Bakken well, Permian. They're all a little different, but they all have a lot of the similar issues. Mm-hmm. And once you tell somebody, hey, you know, I notice your well is erratic, I notice that you have issues with keeping the well stable, I notice you have issues with sand production, and this, a lot of these issues resonate with them, so they listen. And they're like, all right, well, tell me what you got to tell me. And there's a little back and forth. But after some time of it sinking in and seeing some installs going in, references that they can call, say, wow, you know, this stuff's starting to work for some of our neighbors. That really starts to pick up the interest. And what happens is there's kind of like this growth that's starting to happen with not just Heal Systems, but a lot of new technologies, whether it be apps on a smartphone for oil and gas or drones or new technology in general. People are starting to finally say, okay, if I want to be profitable in the 21st century, I have to apply 21st century technology.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just drill 21st century wells utilizing 20th century technology. I'll fall behind. And that's where people are starting. That's the aha almost, you know. And one of the main things with my engineering background with lift and operations that I tell people is I say, you have a well, it's a buried pipeline, it's going to slug. It's going to be erratic. Erratic is slugging. It's like an old faithful geyser. You pop and then nothing, pop and then nothing. And I tell somebody, I don't care what system you put in the ground. Every system's designed to operate in a parameter, a bandwidth. And if the well's doing this all the time, nothing's efficient. Mm-hmm. So get to the root of that, solve the efficiency at the root, get it operate nice in a conditioned manner. And so now, once you show people that, say, look, your well's doing this, if we can streamline it, now anything you put in is going to run better. It's going to help your equipment. And the thing is, to your point, you know, going from higher level guys to lower level guys and everything in between, you know, for the guys out there in the field, that's great. We want their input more than anybody. I mean, we help customers bring these on for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the pumpers will say, man, the well's more stable. Like, I don't even, that in and of itself is like, that's great. You know, and then the engineers are like, wow, it's more stable and my equipment will run longer. And then the managers are saying, wow, you know what? This is producing more. It's going to make the cash flows look better for the asset. And then the executive level guys are saying, man, if we deploy this enough, we could get more drill wells into a program because we need less CapEx. We don't need to oversize equipment and have bad efficiency. And so from bottom to top, it can be very, very useful thing to be aware of. Technology in general, you got to stay current with what's going on. And when you have something out there that was really born out of, there were horizontal wells, it was developed in horizontal wells,
mm-hmm,
by somebody's own needs that the service company technologies from the 20th century didn't provide. It was invented in somebody's own holes. You know, that is a very, you know, it's kind of a neat story, really.
So when you look at, okay, you're an engineer, so I think you'll understand this. A lot of times in sports, you can put a great team on paper.
Yep.
You can have a great product on paper.
Yep.
But now you got to do the application. Just to give you even more of an idea why those guys in the field are so valuable is because those are the guys that are coming back,
yep,
to saying, it holds like this and it does this. You know what? It might be better if you tweak it this way. So they're actually giving back some feedback,
yep,
to help the engineering process,
yep,
too. How important is that?
It's crucial.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crucial. And when we bring one on, see, me and other people on the team, we have backgrounds with operating companies. So we're talking with the pumpers in the field and the foremen and the superintendents and the engineers,
mm-hmm,
as these wells come on, and we're getting their feedback. Like, that's part of what we do is, like, you watch it for 3 months after you put it in. You don't just run it and go away. And what we do is we learn a lot more. We get a chance to educate a lot more on what our technology really is. And really, honestly, if the pumpers aren't happy with it, the people in the field say this isn't working, then it's not working.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And if you don't listen to that, then don't even waste your time.
To listen to the full-length interview with Anthony McDaniels with Heal Systems, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Be sure to check us out on Facebook as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Follow and like us today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm glad I don't live too far away. With the moonlight shining on my walk home, I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.